Dawlish Heritage Trail. Hub number 5. The first seaside holidays. The building with twin turrets opposite this panel stands on the site of the first bathhouse in Dawlish. By 1830, the bathhouse had become one of the most fashionable and important places in Dawlish, helping to transform the village into a fashionable seaside resort. Until the end of the 18th century, Dawlish was just a sleepy fishing village, like countless others around England's coastline. All that began to change in the 1800s. Prosperous people who could afford to go on holiday began to spend their summers in Dawlish to enjoy its mild climate and its beautiful coastline. The British seaside holiday was born. Bathing in seawater had become fashionable because it was seen as healthy. But not everyone wanted to swim in the sea, so comfortable indoor bathhouses were built. Dawlish's first small bathhouse was built here in 1805. But in 1828, it was replaced with a larger and more luxurious building. Visitors to the new bathhouse could choose whether they wanted to bathe in hot or cold seawater, which was pumped up to the bathhouse by a hydraulic engine and could be heated with steam. They could also bathe in fresh water if preferred. More adventurous bathers could rent horse-drawn bathing machines on the beach. These were a bit like sheds on wheels, and they allowed people to change in private before climbing down steps straight into the sea. This bathhouse was replaced by the current building in 1895. It was originally a gentleman's club, but is now a guest house. Explore the fascinating history of Dawlish by visiting the 15 information hubs around the town. Each location is shown on the map in the Heritage Trail leaflet, which you can pick up from the Tourist Information Centre and other places in the town.